Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
So if you believe that you are created on purpose, if you believe that you are deeply loved by God, if you believe that your worth is God-given and it's not determined by human approval, then the idea of begging somebody to see your value becomes absolutely absurd.
Hey, babe.
It's Aisha Christina.
Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening?
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Quality Queen Control. I am your host, Aisha Christina Foster. Nice to meet you if this is your first time listening to me, watching me. Since you're watching me, give this video a thumbs up. Hype the video up. Some of you don't know that you have the option to hype a video up. Make sure that you hype this video up because it pushes the video into the algorithm. And if you are listening, of course, rate it 5 stars if you have not already. I want to jump right on into this episode. We're going to be talking about dating patterns. And the thing about dating patterns is that your dating patterns are actually a mirror, okay? It is not just bad luck that you have. And I know that that may make some people uncomfortable, but it's going to change the way that you look at your dating life. In fact, it should change the way that you look at your dating life because a lot of people do believe that their love life is just simply bad luck. But it's not necessarily. People believe that they are just dating the wrong men. Some people believe that the dating pool is terrible, which is argumentatively true. Some people believe that everyone else somehow got lucky besides them. But the truth is, your dating patterns are not necessarily random, all right? They are not coincidences. Like I said, they are actually a mirror. So they are going to reflect your self-concept. They are going to reflect your boundaries, your beliefs around love, and also the level of treatment that you believe that you reserve. And that is the cold, hard truth. So if you're willing to look at the situation honestly and just have a real transparent moment with yourself, it's actually very empowering because this means that your future relationships are not going to be determined by luck, right? They are determined by who you believe that you actually are. And that is something that you can change. So we're going to be talking about the uncomfortable truth about dating patterns and why people keep attracting the same types of partners. You know what I'm talking about? Same case, different face, and what actually needs to change if you want a different result. All right. So dating patterns are actually psychological. And one thing that I noticed for years after talking about dating and relationships is that people are very quick to blame the external circumstances. There is so much freedom in radical accountability. I'm try it sometimes. Some of you really need to try it. Like just saying, you know what? This is on me. I messed up. I allowed this, and this to happen, and I'm done, and I'm moving on. Or, hey, I may not have encountered this behavior before, but I'm not going to stick around for the circus and watch any more of the show, all right? I'm going to leave. I'm out. But they'll say things like, oh, there's no good men left, dating is impossible now, or all men are the same. But the truth is, this is just about psychology. So being a human being, right? We are wired to repeat what feels familiar to us. And even if what feels familiar to us is unhealthy, we will still engage with it. And your nervous system doesn't choose what is good for you. Okay. It's going to choose simply what feels normal. And that's why you'll often see people repeating the same relationship dynamic over and over again with different people. All right. Different face, different name, same experience. Okay. So some women constantly attract emotionally unavailable men. Some women constantly find themselves in relationships where they are doing all of the emotional labor. Some women keep dating men that have potential, but they never actually become the man that they hoped for. All right. But the question that people should be asking is, why do I keep meeting men like this? It's not a matter of, oh, all men just sucked. No, that cannot be. That's actually statistically improbable. Are the proportion of men that are willing to commit largely disproportionate to maybe the amount of women that want to be in a relationship? I'm sure that there are. However, what you and who you actually allow in your life, who you give chances to, who you continue to stay investing in or invested in, those decisions reveal a lot about how you see yourself, okay? So you only entertain what you believe that you deserve, all right? You only entertain what you believe that you deserve. So one of the most uncomfortable truths about relationships is that people tend to accept the level of love that they believe that they deserve. Like you guys have heard me say more than once, relationships keep you honest, right? We really see in a relationship if you really are the girl that, oh yeah, if he did this to me, huh, I'm leaving. Or yeah, like, you're all talk until you're in the situation, and then we're gonna see if you're actually standing 10 toes down on what you claim that you wouldn't tolerate if it was you in a relationship and all these different things, and that's ridiculous. It's very easy to cast judgment on other people's situations, of course, but in order to be a quality woman, you really have to stand 10 toes down and stand on the decisions that you're making, right? Most people would say that they deserve a wonderful relationship, right? But your subconscious beliefs tell the real story of what's going on here. So if deep down you believe that you are hard to love, if you believe that you are just a difficult person or what have you, you will tolerate behavior from someone that reinforces that belief, all right? If you believe that you're even lucky to have a man at all, just a warm body next to you, right? You will overlook a lot of disrespect that a confident woman would walk away from immediately. If you believe that love is supposed to be this painful or chaotic experience, then you may subconsciously gravitate towards relationships that feel very intense and unstable. And that is because chaos feels very familiar to you. But I want to be very clear about something. People don't stay in situations necessarily because they're stupid. Sometimes they do stay because they're stupid, but I digress. They stay because there's something that's inside of them that believes that that's the level of love that is available to them. AKA, I think this is kind of as good as it's going to get for me. I don't want to be too picky. Like, there is love there. Why would I leave? And that belief might have come from childhood. It might have come from past relationships. It might have come from rejection, right? Wherever it came from, if it goes unexamined, it will keep recreating the same experiences over and over again. And that's why two women can meet the same man and have two completely different outcomes. Okay. You know, one woman tolerates a behavior that the other woman would immediately walk away from, right? And the difference is not luck, it's identity. Okay. So you're dating life does not supersede your self-concept, okay? So your self-concept is the collection of beliefs that you have about yourself, who you think that you are, what you believe that you deserve, what kind of treatment you accept. And your dating life will almost always be a reflection of that to some degree. So for example, a woman with a low self-concept or belief in herself feels like she has to prove herself in relationships, right? So she's going to overgive, she's going to overexplain, she's going to overcompensate, she's going to just always feel like she has to put on a performance. She may feel like, okay, if I'm impressive enough, if I'm like everything to this person, if I'm supportive enough, if I'm patient enough, I'm going to earn this man's love. He's going to see that, like, I forgave him all the times that he messed up. I've showcased forgiveness to him. He's going to see that I'm everything. I always have his laundry done, his meals cooked. I rub his back. You know, I'm always answering on the first. I don't know. I'm just throwing anything out here at this point. But you have to understand that in that scenario, mutual respect and interests are just simply the baseline, right? You're not supposed to be auditioning for love. Well, the more I do here, do you want to buy the cow yet? Do you want to buy the cow yet? Trying to convince someone of your value. When you walk into Louis Vuitton, you know what it is at Louis Vuitton, okay? You know that the bags that are going to be there, you know Chanel, hello, the bags that are going to be there, they're not negotiating the price with you, right? You know when you step in that you're going within a certain caliber, correct? All right, then. So either you can afford it or you can't. You purchase or you leave. All right. That's literally it. So if you are going to be a woman that values herself, you have to pay attention to how someone is treating you. And if the treatment does not align with your standards, right, you have to remove yourself. It's just that simple. It doesn't need to be this big dramatic thing. It doesn't need to be done bitterly, right? But self-respect will always change how you move. Stop being a slave to your emotions. Stop being a slave to your even lustful desires. Oh, well, you know what? He's just so hot. Like, I just want to get with him. All right. Good luck to you, sweetheart. See how far that continues to get you, right? Your standards are what you tolerate. End of story. Okay. One thing that I hear people say all the time is like, I have high standards. Do you? Do you? Okay. And clearly high standards are, what's the word I'm looking for? Arbitrary. Okay. Because standards are not defined by what you say. They are defined by what you actually tolerate in real life. Right. So if somebody is repeatedly canceling plans on you, they're, you know, and you continue to invest in that person, making excuses for him, then that is the standard. And I saw this woman say this quote that I love, okay? And I want to do an episode on like low effort men and all the things, but she said, remember, ladies, that in the beginning of a relationship is a man's maximum effort. So I was telling my friend the other day, like when you're dating, you have to say to yourself, if this is this man's best, am I okay with this being this man's best? Because that is him giving his maximum. Why? Because he's trying to impress you. So he's pulling out all the stops, right? That's how it usually goes. Guys are going to pull out all the stops. That is that man's maximum effort. That is his best. Are you okay with with that being the baseline? Because if he's already starting out, not texting you back, barely communicating with you, doing this last minute, asking you out last minute, not really being considerate of your time or clearly planning a date, it's always like, oh, he's after work. You know, he just happened to think about me because I showed up on his Instagram and now he wants to ask me out. Like, it's never really something that thought is put into, which also tells you how that man moves. Okay, then. All right. So if somebody communicates, like I said, inconsistently and you accept it, then that will become the standard. If somebody shows the red flags and you convince yourself to ignore them, that becomes the standard. Every time you tolerate something that goes against your values, you are going to reinforce the identity of somebody that accepts that treatment. Even if you say you don't, your actions are showing you do. And this isn't necessarily about being harsh and unforgiving. It's about being honest. Because boundaries are not about controlling other people. They are about deciding what behavior you allow to have access in your life, right? So for those of you who share the same faith as me, right? There is always a deeper spiritual layer to these conversations. And when you truly understand, for instance, your identity, even in God, it changes what you are willing to accept from people 100%. So if you believe that you are created on purpose, if you believe that you are deeply loved by God, if you believe that your worth is God-given and it's not determined by human approval, then the idea of begging somebody to see your value becomes absolutely absurd, right? You're not going to be dating from desperation anymore. You're going to be dating from discernment and not being afraid to walk away. Like, it's literally having the confidence to say, you know what? I am myself. And even if people decide that they do not like that, right? I'm okay anyway. I still like myself. I still like myself, even though you claim to not like me. I still like myself. You know, starting out in a relationship, this is what shows desperation. When you're in a relationship and you start to see red flags and all these different things, but you feel like, oh, I've already invested in this person. What have you invested? Let's have an honest conversation. Because if you have invested already your body, then of course, you're gonna feel like, oh, what am I gonna do? I'm gonna start over. We've been talking for 3 weeks. He was consistent until this one thing. Do I just walk away over this one thing? Yeah, you can. And let me tell you this, quit while you're ahead, okay? Because you should not be sleeping with you don't even know this man. 3 weeks? People always want to poke fun at like short engagements and how people get married so soon and all these different things. But are we forgetting that a lot of you guys are going and sleeping with people that you barely know? Because the connection is there and the chemistry is there. So you just like, that's how you move. But you don't realize, don't you guys find yourself perpetually disappointed where after you do go and pull your best card, there's nowhere to go from there, babe. All of a sudden his behavior starts switching up. He starts becoming less available to you. The effort is less. And you already know you messed up. So you're just like, all men are the same. I hate men. Instead of just moving better, you'd rather just blame them. You'd rather just blame them. Like, it doesn't make it, you at some point, you have to be smarter and you have to learn from your mistakes so that you stop showing up in the same capacity and expecting a different outcome. That's called insanity. Right? You have to be able to take radical accountability. And like I always say, you're going to have to say no to 99% of the things that you once said yes to. If you truly want an actual serious relationship, you cannot base it off of 3 dates. Oh my gosh, that means a lot. I think we're together. Or, well, we've been consistently seeing each other for a month and a half. Like, obviously we're together. And he's only talking to me. All right, great. Men say a lot of things. Men also understand that we as women say a lot of things. They watch our actions. Oh, you're saying that you would only sleep with a guy if you had commitment from him. But he told you, he threw around the word exclusive. Bam. And dropped that on you. And all of a sudden you're like, well, yeah, we're exclusive. So like that makes it okay. Yeah, no, because like I know he's not with anyone else, so like might as well. You know what I mean? Plus, he's like really hot. Like you have to be. We need God restored into the land. Okay, like you have to have more control than that, because this is why a lot of you end up in situations and you don't know how to back out. You're sitting here creating soul ties with people. You're sitting here thinking, oh, I like him and he likes me and he said we're exclusive, so I think it's okay, and all these different things. And look where it has gotten you. Look where it has gotten you. And let me tell you this. Part of the reason why some of you don't want to wait is because, one, you don't even think you can. And two, you think, if I don't do it, he's going to go somewhere else. Let him. You want to talk about confidence? Let him. If that's what's going to be the only thing that's going to be keeping this guy around, might as well just let him go somewhere else, because now you don't want to end up in a relationship where you feel like, well, if I don't do it with him, he's definitely going to go looking somewhere else. Like, what peace do you have? Like, you will have no peace. Like, you want to be with a man that has control. Right. And I know that some of you are so used to such poor behavior from men that is unfathomable to you, that you could ever even encounter such a being. It's definitely out there. But the more you conform, you're going to find yourself in these situations perpetually. Okay. So like I said, you have to start dating from discernment, and you should no longer be asking, well, how can I get this person to choose me and see that like I'm a great woman? No, you should be dating from the lens of, does this person align with my values? Do we have the same outlook on life? Is this person going to be a protector, a provider? like real serious questions, not going with the flow and being cooed and wooed by his words of, you know, this word salad, this nothing burger, exclusive. Well, I'm only seeing you. Like all these different like terms and stuff like that, that are just holding you, holding on to hope. And the next thing you know, you've been exclusive for 6 months. And you thought, well, obviously we are. No. He has to say the words out of his mouth because that's what creates boundaries, right? If he is not your boyfriend, you are not his girlfriend. If those words have not come out of that man's mouth, you cannot assume anything. And every man knows intrinsically that all women want to be asked to be, you know, a girlfriend, not, oh yeah, I just thought you knew that's how we was moving. So I all of a sudden should have assumed that we were together. But how come it's whenever women tend to sleep with men and assume they're together, all of a sudden guys want to say things like, we weren't even actually like together. So how come it's different then? Oh, okay, food for thought. Like I said, when your identity is being rooted in something higher than, let's say, validation from other people, then you are going to develop stronger boundaries, right? And this is not, has nothing to do with being difficult. A lot of people would try and throw that word around. Oh, girl, good luck. Your standards are too high. Like no man is gonna be waiting around for you to do this and doing that. Okay, that's your life. And that's what your experience is. My experience is going to be different. Hello, right? Because favor is not fair, thank you. But because you respect the life that you're building, you have to honor those things about yourself. You have to recognize what your dating patterns are. If you want to change your life, especially your dating life, the first step is radical honesty and radical accountability. You know what? I take accountability for dating in seasons where I should have just honestly been alone. I take accountability for dating and accepting behavior that I knew kind of I was not okay with, but I didn't want to come across as overthinking. Like when you are battling with those things at a baseline still, respectfully, you should not be dating. If you have to question your own intuition and go back and forth and think like you're already starting at a different baseline. When you have when you are confident and you're coming across as a woman that knows her value and whatever, it's giving very much, these are the rules. You play by them or you don't. And I'm not going to villainize you if you don't, but I'm just going to move accordingly. That's all that it really is, okay? That is all that it really is. It's not even a matter of, like I said, being bitter about it. Oh, I just feel like all men are playing games, da, 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 all these different things. Like, just he's not for you. Glad we saw it. Let the trash take out itself, right? Just be done with the situation, okay? If that man acted poorly, all right? And if he didn't act poorly and there's still misalignment, it's just simply misalignment. You gotta move on. You can't keep on. Well, you know, stop investing so much, like giving your whole entire body to somebody that you barely know because you went on 3 dates and that's what they say though. You know, when you make it to the 3rd date, they really like you. And then you turn around and all of a sudden you want to be upset and angry at men when you have to take accountability for how you moved in the situation where you move very fast. You committed everything, your emotions, your body, your heart. And then this guy was just playing along with it. And now all of a sudden we hate him. Even if he's in the wrong, you would have had more emotional control to see these red flags and abide by them if you wouldn't have invested your entire being into it. And by your being, I mean your body, right? If you did not have relations with that man, okay, then you would not be feeling this torn up and ripped up inside. Because you will come from a place of strength and discernment of, okay, I'm seeing things exactly as they are and not naturally coming up with excuses for it because now you just wasted another body. Okay. So patterns are information, all right? They reveal where growth is needed in your life. And the moment that you become aware of a pattern, then you gain the power to be able to break it. So with changing the patterns of how we are dating, real change in dating doesn't come from memorizing certain texting strategies. Well, if you say this to him, this is how he'll respond. And always there enough, okay? It doesn't come from playing games. It doesn't come from, pretending to be someone that you're not. No. It comes from an identity shift. Men can see that. Energy does not lie. Everything in life is spiritual. Whether you choose to believe it or not does not change the fact that everything in life is spiritual, okay? So you need to start asking different questions. Instead of asking, well, how do I make this relationship work? Whatever the case is, take radical accountability and responsibility and say, you know what? What would the most self-respecting version of myself do right now? Even if it's difficult, leave. Stop waiting for situations to happen and deteriorate in order for you to finally make up your mind to go so that you can leave with a victim narrative and how all men suck and all these different things when you're not changing how you're moving in these situations. Stop taking something that is so precious, like your body, and just like, you know what they say in the Bible? Like, don't cast your pearls to pigs or something like that. Like, don't like give your precious like pearls to men that have not, like, they're not committed to you in any capacity. And I'm a believer. So I believe in waiting for marriage. I do not believe in whatever 3-date rule, whatever that the world standards live by. I do not abide by that. Okay. And you will move a lot smarter because of that. I'm telling you, it is 100% possible. And if we start to shift our standards and how we are showing up in relationships, then it causes, as a whole, men to show up differently as well, right? So remember, you have to show up as the version of yourself that's not going to be chasing clarity. You're going to be requiring clarity, okay? You're not going to ignore the discomfort and think you're overthinking. You're going to investigate it and make an informed decision, all right? You're not going to stay in situations where you feel uncertain for months and you're hoping that things are going to improve. You're going to be paying attention to behavior because self-respect shows up in your actions and in your decisions, okay? Not just your words, okay? But the beautiful thing about patterns is that they are not permanent, okay? They are simply habits that we repeated long enough to become familiar. And once you see clearly, you can then choose something different, okay? So your dating life is not your destiny. It's a reflection of who you believe that you are right now. And so once that belief starts to shift, then the people that you attract, the people that you tolerate, the dynamics that you accept, and the relationships that you build will start to shift as well. So if you've been feeling discouraged about your love life, I want you to remember this. The story is not over, and that growth is what changes patterns. So when you become a different woman internally, you will start attracting and accepting different experiences externally, okay? So before we end this episode, I just want to ask you something, okay? Be honest with yourself. Comment in the comment section if you're bold enough. What dating pattern have you noticed in your own life, okay? And more importantly, what would you change if you decided that you deserved better? That is the end of this episode, my loves. Thank you so much for tuning in. Share this with a friend if you feel like they need to hear it, because we don't gatekeep around here. And also, if you have the option, hype this video up. With that being said, do not forget that I love you and God loves you. I'll speak to you beautiful angels in my next episode. Mwah.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.